Yes, I'm redoing this. Do stress free. Take a look.
If you lock people in their homes, if you shut down frontline healthcare, if you introduce a situation where mental health goes through the roof, where you drive people to suicide, where you destroy their businesses, where you put them into extreme poverty, you make them homeless, you implement measures as a government, you take that direct action that does those things, it will kill people. It has killed people. It will go on killing people for the next 10, 20 years. Now, the government itself commissioned a report into the effects of the first lockdown, which said around 200,000 people could die over the following 10 years as a result of that first lockdown. It was on the front pages of the newspapers. It was on the front page of the Telegraph. That was later revised up to 500,000 people. And the way it was reported was to say, there's a chance that lockdown could kill more people than the virus.
The lockdown.
That was such an irresponsible way to report it. What they should have said was, our government is prepared to murder 200,000 people to control the spread of a respiratory virus. If they had reported it like that, if that had been the headline on BBC News, people would have woken up to what was going on. They would have said, this is wrong. But there's this idea that it's to do with a balance of numbers. Oh, well, as long as the virus kills more people, that's okay.
People don't get it.
It's not about numbers. This doesn't come down to numbers. Ethically speaking, what lockdown means is that your government is prepared to kill this group of people over here. And it knows that they will die. Okay, you can't, these claims that, oh no, they couldn't possibly have known, it's collateral damage, oh, it was an accident. No, they knew, because they told us. We're going to murder these people over here because we think, we don't even know, it's a hunch, that this other group over here won't get a respiratory virus.
The English have a way of saying things. Respiratory, all right, respiratory. However, tomatoes, tomatoes. The thing is, the thing is, this video and this theme is popping back up again because Fauci and his ilk want to do that again to us. Remember what happened a couple of years ago? Only this time they weren't on steroids. Yes, Mickey, I'm repeating this because I wanted to redo the video because I don't need to include certain information in there that I did. I hope you understand certain things that pertain to myself. Damn, I haven't been this sick in years. You know how healthy I've been. I've been intermittent fasting, eating as clean as possible. I dropped 70 pounds since 2017. Rebound, power yoga, weightlift, etc. It's unbelievable, man. This, what he was talking about, yeah, that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to get rid of people. Shit. Are they sending frequencies my way? By this fall, Fauci actually said he wants to have this again. In order to get you, for them to fulfill the job, they need this, and the dark winter has yet to come to fruition. Okay? And if you don't remember what the dark winter is, I suggest you go look that stuff up because it's a thing. Now, a couple years ago, Beijing Joe Biden mentioned during a debate with Trump, mentioned the dark winter, and Trump says there isn't going to be a dark winter. But yet, that sort of caught on in the media. And then the following year, which was last year, it's winter of 2021-2022, he mentioned it again. This is going to be a dark winter. Nothing really came to fruition out of that. None of us got sick in the sense that, there's a scandemic, everyone's dropping dead. However, the stage is being really set now because Fauci, by this fall, says he wants to have, he wants us to go back in our rooms, so to speak, go back in our cells at home, our jail, our own prison at home. In other words, an LOCKDOWN, only this time it's permanent. And every now and then, they'll let you inmates out of your little cell, your home, your cell, but you back in, you'll go. That's the goal. And the way it looks right now, that's what they want by this fall. They're going to say there's a new scamdemic, or they're going to pull some kind of cockamamie F-alls, F-wag, whatever it is. And then there's this. You got to understand what's going on. Mickey understands that this bud's not for Mickey, because Mickey understands it. This is for the sheeple. Mickey gets it. Look at this. Experts China will use as part of military's new blitzkrieg. Yeah. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that at all. Just like I'm not buying the so-called thing on the television, this wag the dog over there in YOU Ukraine and the Ruskies. I'm not buying any of this. This is all part of their plan, the New World Order plan. All right? It's an illusion, but the agenda is very real. Now, because of the so-called wag the dog on the television, they could say, well, fertilizer, they produce about 30% of the fertilizer, 30% of the, I think it's wheat, to certain parts of the world, blah, blah, blah. You know, yeah, well, no more. And they're cutting off gas, the Ruskies, so it goes to a couple of NATO countries over there in Europe. So the story goes. So, yeah, all the hardship that's going to come here because, well, it's the Ruskies' fault. Yeah, it's Ukraine. Yeah. No. Buying that crap. I just came across an article. A country there, I forgot what it was, which country, I think it was Italy, is using video game footage yet again. Yeah, okay, whatever. But the agenda is real. You understand this? So they want us to go back into our cells, our homes, by this this fall. And because we have so many stupid people out there, they're called sheeple. They're still muzzling up. They still believe everything they're told. But my doctor said, your witch doctor said you had certificate of ID. That's what that stands for. It's an acronym. It's not in the air, it's in the airwaves. Haven't you got it? The devil has to tell you part of the truth. It's ridiculous that we're still going through this, pushing May of 2022. It's ridiculous. And now it's the food. And I mentioned in the other video that I set to private, that there's a food processing plant over there in New Jersey. In Swede, hold on, let me get it. New Jersey, what was it? Swedeboro, something like that. New Jersey. It's called Lakeside Refrigerated Services, a processing facility based in Swedesboro, New Jersey. Okay, they're issued the recall of over 120,000 pounds of ground beef, saying there may be, might be E. coli in there. Now, reading further toward it, this is from Epic Times, reading further into this article, E. coli is not really deadly, most people recover from it, and the company also went on to say the batch from February 1st to sometime in April, the batches between February 1st and sometime in April are their chief concern. That's why they were calling them. Yet, no adverse reactions. I find that mighty strange. No adverse reactions. Well, you want to know why? You've taken a look at our food, our shelves, right, at the grocery stores, the grocery stores over the past 2+ years. Under the scamdemic, you know, our supply chain has been broken because there's some kind of contagion out in the air that, if it was real, has almost a 100% chance of survival. But yet they want to go and shut down, you know, major ports around the world, have cargo ships still afloat at sea, waiting to get processed, and our supply chain's being orchestrated, broken. There's no contagion in the air. And now E. coli on 60 tons of ground beef, 60 plus tons, this company's claiming, yet no adverse reactions, but bring it back, dump it, throw it out. That's what they're saying. Bring it back to the store where you bought it, or throw it away. Yeah. Yeah. Because, and the facilities, the food facilities, you know, General Mills getting hit by a friggin' plane over there in Georgia, my state that I live in, Georgia, not the Ruski version, here in the U.S., a plane. I heard two facilities, processing plants, were hit by friggin' planes. How coincidental is that? Another food processing plant, ammonia of all things, caused an explosion. I didn't know ammonia and food were stored next to each other. I didn't know they processed food with ammonia in the general vicinity. What kind of ammonia? Was it ammonia to clean the floors? How much ammonia could have been in the facility to clean floors? You don't need much ammonia to clean a vast amount of floors. Yeah, okay, all right. And then in other facilities, food processing, there was a moving mobile boiler or whatever cockamamie reasons, got electrical, some other BS. Well, it sounds like to me that these facilities are not being well taken care of and overseen, right? Sounds like they're being so neglected that within a short period of time, boom, 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 all these facilities are either getting hit by planes or they're friggin' getting destroyed by other cockamamie means. Coincidence? No. This is to further put a hurting on us. They don't want us to eat the food. Inflation's going through the roof. Freaking beef, and now it's chicken because of the avian flu, right? Culling 27 million chickens and turkeys, right? Right? Because of something that doesn't exist, that they used a PCR test for, that is so damn bogus by now. You don't get what they're doing? A PCR test on poultry? No, the only PCR test I know is they stick a stick up your nose to break the blood-brain barrier, right? What kind of version do they have for the poultry? Fill me in on that. They stick it up their beaks to their pea brain? What are they doing? Each chicken? Seriously? 27 million? And they're all false positive. Listen, this is an attack on our food. Inflation's going through the roof. And by fall, they want to have barren, and not Barron Trump, barren shells. They just slowly get you acclimated. The noose gets tightened over time. They're taking their sweet time doing it, but they're doing it. That's why you go into the store and it's harder to find certain things. And then the prices of other things are jacked up high. It's ridiculous where we're at. And the sheep are still muzzled up and they'll fall for the next big BS on a television saying there's a new scamdemic out there. You kidding me? You kidding me? The problem with the sheeple is that they're throwing away, they're helping this great reset by going along and believing all this nonsense. My doctor, my witch doctor said, I have a certificate of ID. Okay, that's a lie. They have to do it to say that or they lose their job. Yeah, they're sellouts. They're called sellouts. And plus they get money for diagnosing you with that stuff. Wait the hell up. We're over 2 years into this nonsense. And they keep, where, first of all, since this wag the dog thing broke out, where the hell has this big bad boogeyman been in the air? It's taking a back seat. But now they're pulling it off because the wag the dog crap isn't really working on the masses. So now they got to go, let's dust the contagion in the air thing that the sheeple believed in. And let's give it a new name. There's going to be a new scariant coming out in the fall. So let's drum up the, we need to lock them down. And there's going to be a new scariant in the air. And the sheeple will buy it because they're that damn dumb. That's where we're at in all this. It is unfreaking believable. And the food. You know, what they're going after. And the schools are teaching what they're teaching. CRT. Hate, Whitey's bad. Seriously? Let me step in a public school and see that shit happen. Like Jesus turned over the money tables, the money changer tables. He turned over those desks. Teaching that crap to our kids. Evil's really taking over. And the sheep are still muzzled up. They're still distracted by this, that, and the other. Who cares about Johnny Depp's friggin' damn BS divorce? Let me guess, did you care about my divorce? When I went through it, I wasn't a millionaire when I went through my divorce. I was a pauper. I was broke because of all the shit that happened towards the end of my marriage, which he did bouncing checks all over the place. All right? That wasn't highlighted, but yet, Johnny Depp, let's distract the sheeple with another shiny object. And all these other shiny objects got out there. Even Elon Musk, that's a shiny object. As interesting as it is, I'm not focusing on that. I might bring it up every now and then, but that's it. Do you understand where we're at? Dark winter has not come to fruition yet. No. But it can now. Oh, how fragile the U.S. power grid is. I think Beijing Joe Biden turned it over to the land of egg rolls a long time ago. So when the lights go flickering here in our oh-so-fragile power grid that they never bothered to fix, yet for years we hear how fragile it is. Well, why didn't you fix it, mofo? Oh, you didn't want to. Because you want it to be fragile. Or so you say it's fragile, and blame it on someone else when the enemy within shuts the lights off. Is that how it goes? Because that's how I see it. It's not Russia's fault. It's not the land of Agro's fault. It's the enemy within's fault for everything that's happening now. Period. They can fix this. They don't want to. They want this country to be knocked down like the last domino of the quote-unquote old way of life, the old norm, so they could usher in the new norm. And all they need is the helping hand of the sheeple to believe whatever the heck they're told. And by golly, Miss Molly, looks like they're right on track because the muzzled are going to keep on muzzling up and believe whatever the heck they're told on the television. It's unbelievable where we're at. You better stock up. And we all have to learn how to grow our own garden for what that's worth. Unbelievable.